Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today, we're diving deep into a comprehensive analysis of HSBC Holdings PLC, one of the biggest names in the global banking space. If you're looking to understand whether this financial giant is a solid addition to your portfolio, stick around because we're breaking down everything from their financials to their market position and future outlook. Let's get started. So why are we talking about HSBC today? Well, this is a bank with a massive global footprint, and with its share price recently hitting an all-time high and a market cap of over $300 billion, it's hard to ignore. Whether you're a long-term investor or just curious about the financial sector, HSBC offers a fascinating case study. We'll cover their business model, dive into their numbers, and give you the full picture to help you make an informed decision. If you find this valuable, don't forget to hit that like button and subscribe for more deep dives like this one. Let's kick things off with a quick look at who HSBC is. Founded in 1865 and headquartered in London, HSBC Holdings PLC is a powerhouse in the banking and financial services world. They operate across multiple segments like wealth and personal banking, commercial banking, and global banking and markets, serving everyone from individual customers to massive corporations. With over 211,000 employees worldwide and a strong presence in key markets like the UK, Hong Kong, and Asia, they're truly a global player. Their mission? To connect customers to opportunities across borders, and they've built a reputation for scale in the financial services sector. Now, let's talk revenue. HSBC has been posting some impressive numbers, with their 2025 full-year revenue coming in at around $147.9 billion, up from $143.3 billion in 2024. That's a solid increase, showing their ability to grow even in a challenging economic environment. While I don't have the exact breakdown by product or geographic segment for this year, what's clear is that their diversified operations across personal banking, commercial clients, and global markets are driving this top-line growth. Their focus on high-growth regions like Asia, alongside their stronghold in the UK, likely plays a big role here. This kind of revenue stability is something long-term investors often look for in a bank of this size. Moving on to earnings, HSBC's recent performance has been a mixed bag but still beats expectations in key areas. For 2025, they reported a pre-tax profit of $29.9 billion, down 7.4% from the prior year, but ahead of analyst forecasts of $28.9 billion. Net income for the year was $22.3 billion, with an EPS of 6.05 cents, slightly down from 6.25 cents in 2024. What stands out is their ability to navigate headwinds like rising interest rates and geopolitical tensions while still delivering better-than-expected results. They've also boosted their medium-term income and returns outlook, which signals confidence from management about future growth. This kind of resilience is critical for a bank with such a wide global exposure. Let's dig deeper into the financial statements to see what's under the hood. Looking at their balance sheet for 2024, HSBC had total assets of over $3 trillion, with cash and equivalents at $287 billion, showing strong liquidity. Their total liabilities stand at $2.82 trillion, with stockholders' equity at $184.9 billion, giving us a debt-to-equity ratio of about 0.51, which is manageable for a bank of this scale. On the income side, their gross profit margin is a healthy 49.85%, and net profit margin sits at 17.46%, reflecting decent profitability. Return on equity for the trailing 12 months is 11.76%, which is solid for the sector. Cash flow-wise, operating cash flow in 2025 was $10.8 billion, though they did see significant outflows in investing activities. Overall, these metrics paint a picture of a financially stable institution with room to grow, though they're not without challenges, especially on the cost side. Now, let's talk valuation. HSBC's current price-to-earnings ratio for the trailing 12 months is around 14.36, which is slightly above the industry average of 13.68 for diversified banks. Their price-to-sales ratio is 2.52, suggesting the market is pricing in some growth expectations. Looking at forward PE ratios, analysts project a drop to 11.60 for 2025 and even lower to 10.96 for 2026, which could indicate the stock is reasonably valued if earnings growth continues. With a dividend yield of 3.61%, HSBC also offers a nice income stream for investors. Compared to peers in the financial services sector, they're not the cheapest, but their global scale and diversified revenue base might justify the premium. My take? It's not a screaming buy based on valuation alone, but it's not overpriced either. Context matters here. All right, let's break down HSBC through a SWOT analysis to get a holistic view. Starting with strengths, HSBC's global presence is a massive advantage. Operating in over 60 countries with a strong foothold in Asia and the UK, they're well positioned to capture growth in emerging markets. Their financial performance, even with a dip in profits, remains robust compared to expectations, and their diversified business model across personal, commercial, and investment banking reduces risk. On the weaknesses side, their exposure to geopolitical risks, especially in Hong Kong and China, can weigh on performance. Also, their operating costs are high, which impacts margins in a competitive landscape. For opportunities, the growing demand for digital banking and wealth management services in Asia is a huge tailwind. They've got the infrastructure to capitalize on this. But threats loom large too, like regulatory pressures across multiple jurisdictions and intense competition from both traditional banks and fintech disruptors. Balancing these factors, HSBC has a strong foundation, but needs to navigate some choppy waters ahead. Let's take a look at HSBC's recent stock performance. Over the past week, the stock is up 4.84%, and over the last month, it's gained 6.85%. Zoom out to 3 months, and we're looking at a 30.48% increase, with a whopping 57.5% gain over the past year. If you've held this stock for 5 years, you're sitting on a 194.03% return. That's incredible for a bank stock. Clearly, the market is rewarding HSBC's strategic moves and financial stability. From a technical perspective, the stock is in a strong uptrend, recently hitting an all-time high. For short-term traders, there might be some consolidation near current levels, but the momentum looks solid. For long-term investors, this performance underscores HSBC as a potential cornerstone in a diversified portfolio, especially in the financial sector. So, what's the final verdict on HSBC? Wrapping it all up, this is a global banking titan with a lot going for it. Strong revenue growth, a massive international presence, and a stock price that's been on a tear. Their financials show stability, and while profits took a slight hit in 2025, they still outperformed expectations. Valuation-wise, it's not a steal, but it's reasonable for the growth and dividend yield you're getting. Risks like geopolitical exposure and high costs are real, but so are the opportunities in digital banking and emerging markets. For me, HSBC looks like a solid long-term hold, especially if you're looking for exposure to the financial sector with a global twist. What do you think? Drop your thoughts in the comments below, and let me know if you're buying, holding, or selling HSBC. If you enjoyed this deep dive, smash that like button, subscribe for more stock analyses, and I'll catch you in the next video.